Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When someone commits a crime, lawyers argue over whether the defendant is guilty. York University's distinguished research professor of law, Alan Hutchinson, explains that one case is the base of common law.
There were four men adrift in the mid-Atlantic with only two tins of turnips for nourishment. Sounds like the beginning of a joke, but it's the basis of one of the law's most famous cases, Dudley and Stevens. This tale of cannibalism at sea still challenges lawyers, old and new, to reflect on an appropriate basis for criminal conviction and punishment. It's a basic building block of common law. In the common law tradition, the law is supposed to develop piece by piece through the decisions of judges in individual cases. Earlier cases, precedents, are to be honoured in later cases, but there's often much more at work. The Dudley case shows that the common law is less a dry exercise in rule application and more a site for continuing social conflict. It has all the blessings and blights of any human activity. It involves the dynamic interaction of personal character, social context, and historical circumstance. Anything might go, and often does. In the Dudley case, sailors who ate one of their colleagues to survive were convicted. The defense of necessity was rejected, but they only served a short sentence. The case's backstory, though, involved an officious police officer, a complicit judge, a meddlesome politician, a determined lawyer, and a campaigning public. So the common law is a hit-and-miss affair. Sometimes works and satisfies society's appetite for justice, and it sometimes doesn't. Common law is nothing more, and as importantly, nothing less, than what we make it. Common law is no better or worse than the lawyers, judges, litigants, and commentators who populate it. So, is eating people wrong? Well, it's not the eating that's the problem. That's more a matter of personal taste and food regulation. It's the killing them first that's the real problem.
That was York University's Alan Hutchinson. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want